Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me. They are appreciated. The broadcasts and the daily bread are always a blessing. The preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice, he was true man of God who does speak the truth with the love and joy in your heart. It was always very edifying and encouraging. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to keep the faith through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord bless all the saints everywhere in Maranatha.
I'm endeavoring to be obedient and faithful. That's what's required. Of course, I need help from God. These scriptures came to mind just a few minutes ago, so we'll look at them. I don't have them printed out. They're here in the book. 1 Corinthians 2, 2 Corinthians 3, Psalm 78. Let's try. 1 Corinthians 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the power and of the Spirit and of power. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, your thoughts to us gathering us this hour. I do believe that we're gathered here, even at this community, by your grace, by your sovereign will, even in this tabernacle at this hour. I believe that you've gathered us, and we would worship you, Lord. We would hear what the Spirit said. We would receive instruction. Thank you, Lord. We would thank you, Lord. Be filled with the Spirit. Help me to speak as I ought to speak, Lord. I do realize my insufficiency. And I, by the grace of God, understand that's needful. But on the other hand, I know that you're the all-sufficient God. That's what we're dependent on right now, Lord. We trust not in the arm of flesh, nor in the legs of man, or anything concerning man. We're trusting in you this hour. So help us, Lord. Be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. So the scriptures came to me because I was thinking about my insufficiency. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, let us expound on that. I'm sure you could. But, I understand that I need help from God to do anything, especially if it's going to edify someone. If I'm going to do it in his name, for his glory, for his cause, then he'll have to help me. And of myself, I don't have that. So I have to depend on him. But he gave me the faith to do that. I've reached out and get it, you understand. Like David said, man, I want to go back to the house and go to bed. But I'm a soldier. So I go forth to the battle. I present my body. It is required. It's the least that we can do. It is our reasonable service. You say it in a few words, but it means a whole lot. It's like the word if. Oh, brother, that's a powerful word. Presenting our bodies, that covers a lot of ground. More than we get covered most of the time. Because it includes everything. Presenting your body means you hold back nothing. Yeah, I'm dying, oh God. Brother Neil reporting for duty. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, wherever you want me to go. Be defrauded, I'm ready, Lord. suffer affliction. Right on. Praise the Lord. Endure hardness. Here I am, Lord. Stand up and speak when you have nothing to say. Here I am, Lord. That's how I do it. So let me talk about these few scriptures, and I told that's how I got to them, considering my insufficiency. So that's one. That's 2 Corinthians 2. The next one, that's 1 Corinthians 2. The next one is 2 Corinthians 3. Let's listen to it. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ, how about it? Ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Here it is, not that we are sufficient of ourselves. It's easy for me to put that on. To think anything as of ourselves. But our sufficiency is of God. We can all say that. It's true to all men. We can do nothing for God with our own stuff. When we do something for God in the service of God, it has to be in His strength and His power and His wisdom, or it has to be something that He's given us. So that's what I need this morning. Praise the Lord, that's what you need this morning. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who had made us able ministers. Hallelujah. Of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. The next one, Psalm 78. Let me find it. There's Charlene. Praise the Lord, Charlene. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Great things He has taught us, great things He has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus is. Thank you, Lord. Let me see. Psalm 78, did we say? Yeah. Let's hear it. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. Shew unto the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works which He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them unto their children. Here it is, that they might set their hope in God, that they might set their hope in God, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. And be not as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows, that's how we are. We're armed. Nobody armed like us. Weapons of all warfare, They're mighty through God to pull down strongholds. Yeah, they're invincible. There's no weapon formed against us that will prosper. We have no business turning back then, do we? Here it is. Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders, which he had shewed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt and in the field of Zoan. And it goes on to talk about all the mighty things that God did. He brought streams also out of the rock, caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Thank you, Lord. Well, how do we ask that question? Any lack of trust is asking that question. Huh? Any lack of trust. If we take our trust and put it in something else, it's the same. We're not trusting in God. And it raised the question, can you do this, God? I'm not sure. I believe you can, but let me employ some other props over here. See? That's tempting God. Now, can you, God? Can you save us? Huh? Can you cause us to dwell together in unity? Well, we all speak the same thing. And there be no divisions among us. Will we be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment? One body, one spirit, one hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, God, we'll do it. In fact, it's done like your salvation. Amen. Finished before the foundation of the world. For by grace are ye saved. Through faith, not of works, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works. Why? Man would boast. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And we may have a little boast in us, but we get to the end of faith, we won't have no boast. Huh? I'm telling you, when this battle's over, won't be no problem getting God praise. Uh-uh. No, it won't. Hallelujah. There won't be no problem. Then we'll see where he brought us from, how he brought us through. When, absolutely. Now, right now, we just don't understand. We think, you know, we did a lot of stuff and God wants the credit for it. Is that how we look at it? Huh? We're quick to pat ourselves on the back. Hallelujah. And we don't mind refusing the Lord's help. You know that. He is our refuge and our strength, our very present help. Praise it. So we are without excuse. Amen. Amen. You're not sure, David? Okay. Good, good, good. Well, put your hope in God. Hallelujah. Easier said than done. But we're well able. We're able. We are able. That's what God tells us. He has enabled us, made us able ministers, calling us into this ministry, making us able ministers of the New Testament, of the Spirit, and not of the letter. For the letter killeth. The letter killeth, but the Spirit give life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. While trying to make sure that others get what they deserve. Anybody ever done that? We forget mercy. Concerning our judgment, we say, Lord, remember mercy. I do. I need mercy. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures. To all generations. Hallelujah. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you to observe, that observe and do. But do not after their works, for they say and do not. Verse 4, Matthew 23, For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. All right. This is contrary. We might find ourselves in this situation very easily. Anytime we expect of others what we're unwilling to give or not, it's the same thing. Hallelujah. And men are quick to do that. That's why it's written in the book. You know, we got all these standards. Don't you commit adultery while I commit adultery. Don't you do this while I do that. That's what it's saying. Hallelujah. We can do it wittingly or unwittingly. But anytime we're pointing the finger, we should know that there's some pointing back at us. Or any sin we see, we should know that sin is in us. And we should just consider that and use it for mortification, not denial. You know, usually when we see it in someone else, we forget the same thing is in us, or we deny that the same thing is in us. Now, how do you mean that, Brother Rice? I mean it like this, that this body of sin is the body of sin. And it happened when in the fall, so to speak, when the tempter tempted and Eve took the bait. That's the fall of mankind. After that, unrighteous, not fit to be in God's sight because of his wretchedness, of his uncleanness. Y'all know that? After Eve did that, separation. And only God could make for the reconciliation or the restoration. So this gives us an idea of the devastating consequences of sin. Separation from God. Separation from God. Separation from God. Everlasting. Everlasting damnation. Everlasting punishment. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Somehow, in light of all these things, men are able to, put them in the shadows. That's the wretchedness of man. Absolutely. They love darkness rather than light because they love their evil deeds. Light is coming to the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Thank you, Lord. So whatever we require of others, we should do likewise. The better way to do it is whatever we require of others, make sure we render that to God. You don't want men to lie to you, don't lie to God. You want faithfulness, you be faithful. See what I mean? More than likely, we're like the Pharisees. We require that of everybody else, but not of ourselves. Our relationship is with the living God by his own choice. There's a standard. He tells us what the standard is and enables us to keep the standard. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As you would that men would do unto you, well, do also unto them. Thank you, Lord. It goes on to say, they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. You know, these heavy burdens, grievous to be borne. They lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works, They do for to be seen of men. God's not pleased with that. Hallelujah. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments in love, uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the market, and be called of men. Rabbi, Rabbi. Hallelujah. Matthew 4, when Jesus was fasting and was out in the wilderness, the tempter came. Y'all know the tempter is the devil? You know he still tempts you? That's because we're in the flesh. That's how he was able to tempt Jesus. So he really, the word did really become flesh. Huh? You say glorified flesh, not till he was resurrected. That's when your flesh should be glorified. He was in flesh like yours. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, thefts and murders. Y'all know that's in your flesh? All right, we need help, don't we? What a mighty God. Huh? How blessed we are to have help from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But of course, in all of his tempting, it was to disobey God. We're easily tempted. Disobey God, absolutely. But the word came back with the word. Y'all know Jesus is the word? The word became flesh. He came back with the word on all of the tempter's wiles, all of his efforts. He said, it's written. It's written. It's written. But finally he got him up into a high place and he said, look at all them kingdoms out there, all the kingdom of this world. Look at all the glory of them. Y'all know Satan is the god of this world? Don't forget it. He said, man, I'll give you all these kingdoms. All you have to do is fall down and worship me. So you understand the value that's placed on worship? Huh? Don't act like you don't know. Men love worship. They call it other stuff, but it's worship. They like men to think highly of them, to bow down before them, and to say how great thou art. Mm-hmm. Men love that. God's the only one do this. And when we take it for ourselves, we steal from God. That's how the tempter got cast down. It wasn't a problem that he received the glory, but he kept it. And it's like the stuff that God gives us. The problem is when we keep it. See? Now his job was to get the glory and give it to God. If God is glorified in our bodies, how is that done? It's something we get from God. And then we say, hey, look, I got this from God. Not, look at me, look what I did. See that? Paul talked about, after he had his little visitation on the Damascus Road, because men knew that Paul was after them Christians. Anybody named the name of Jesus, they were in Paul's eyesight. He was relentless. They'd go to one city, he'd go run them to another city. But then the master got hold of him. Huh? They were a little bit leery. They were a little bit leery, this Paul. They, man, well, you don't want to mess with him. This might be a trick, you know, him saying he's one of us. But they figured out that Jesus and Paul was real. Yes, they did. And Paul said it like this, and they glorified God in me. So you understand how you're going to glorify God? There's no way you can glorify him in your own works. No way. It's just not possible. Now, since we belong to the Lord, everybody with me there? He created us. We fell. Sold ourselves unto sin, to the devil's charge. He bought us back. Put his own spirit within us. Hallelujah. Sealed us with the Holy Ghost. Well, we belong to Jesus. We belong to Jesus. Huh? Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, which we have of God, which is in us. And we are not our own. Therefore, y'all want to hear the rest? Glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which you're his. Hallelujah. That means you have to work the works of God. And many times they are not rightly distinguished. That's what the devil does, you know. And many times when we do things, we don't give God the credit. It's easy to do, you know. Hallelujah. He deserves the credit for everything. Without him, we can do nothing. Nothing at all. But we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. Hallelujah. So, yeah, God wants glory, but through us. That's because we're partakers. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. But men, they want to make sure when they do something, they get credit. Well, God wants to get credit. Huh? Rightfully. Man wants credit whether it's right or not. God wants credit that's due him. You know, give to God, render to God the things that are due God. Tribute to whom tribute. Honor to whom honor. He deserves all the honor. Huh? We can give it him. It'll cost us, though. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Where's James? Brother James said, you know, Brother Jerry, he's real respectful to you. Thank you. I said, yeah. Not all. I said, yeah, he is. But you see, he recognized that. Well, Jerry humbles me. If someone's going to be that respectful to me, you better believe I'm humble. Yes, I am. So make sure you humble me. Okay. Don't I preach good? Make sure you humble me, huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, if someone's going to say, I love you, then I'm, praise God. I said, somehow they see Christ in me. Absolutely. Which is what we ought to do. See Christ in our neighbor. Don't see anything else. How do we do that? Be determined. Be determined. Not to know, not to see anything else. Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Know that we are all in this same fight. Praise the Lord. And as long as we fight the fight, then we encourage our brother. We strengthen our brother. Now, we're going to make it either way. Yes, we are. And the Lord who called us is able to uphold us. Keep us from falling. Present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, the devil likes worship, and men like worship. Oh, they do. And they get it. The athletes, celebrities, politicians, rich men. Yeah, people do things for rich men they won't do for poor men. Y'all want to read James chapter 2? You say to the rich men in the goodly apparel, hey, man, come on over here, sit here. To Pastor Rice, get here. Sit under my footstool. Is it not in the book? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. He hardened Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh was a vessel fitted to destruction. And there are others. And God's able to turn the king's heart whithersoever he will. He can rule in your favor. You don't have to depend on the king. King Jesus. Hallelujah. And whatever he does, it'll be right. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Truth. Every man doeth that which is right in his own eyes. Well, in a man's own eyes, all of his ways are right. But the Lord pondereth the hearts. This is Proverbs 21, verse 3. To do justice and judgment. We talked about it yesterday. We have to talk about it every day. Because this is righteousness. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Micah 6. Y'all remember? He has shown thee, O man, what's good and what's required of thee, but to do justly. To do justly is to do judgment and judgment. To do justly is to do justice and judgment. Do justly. That's what's required of us. Do justly. Love mercy. Love mercy. In all of your judgments, make sure it has mercy. You want to judge with mercy. The great God, he judges with mercy. How do you know? Well, here we are. Here we are. Hallelujah. But to do justice and judgment, I say it like this, to follow righteousness. I'm trying to make you see they're the same. And that anytime we talk about right, we have to talk about this. Justice, judgment. Now, men, their biggest complaint is that they ain't being done right. Or they're saying somehow judgment's not right. See? But of course, every man's, the way of a man's right in his own eyes. And right for him is just what he wants. Judgment means what's right according to the precepts of God. Right. Hallelujah. And for us to do that, consider God in all of our ways, walk in his commandments, delight in his commandments, seek the Lord, seek his wisdom, seek his judgment, seek the things above, set your affection on things above. Yes. When you talk about spirit, then all things are there. It's comprehensive. That's the difference. Man can, I don't care even if you have the rules. That's what the law was. I mean, airtight. No loopholes in it. Man couldn't do it. Still can't do it. But by the Spirit, we get it done. Through faith. That's with any righteousness. There's no way that a man can of himself come to righteousness, come to judgment, come to equity. No. First of all, he's unrighteous. Hallelujah. A high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. The thought of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. Now, diligent, of course, is the opposite of slothful. But of everyone that is hasty, only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. Hallelujah. The way of a man, any man, every man, is froward and strange. But as for the pure, his work is right. Thank you, Lord. It is better. Maybe I shouldn't read that one. Well, I started, so I got to finish. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. To say that another way is, no matter what they do, it's wrong. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. No matter what they do, it's wrong. Hallelujah. When the scorn is punished, the simple is made wise. Hallelujah. When the wise is instructed, listen to it, he receiveth knowledge. Fools reject knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked. He goes by the field of the slothful, and he looks on it carefully, considers it carefully, and he receives instruction. That's what the wise man do by anybody's going astray, going contrary, even his own. He always learns something, receives instruction. Hallelujah. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Huh? Fret not thyself because of evildoers. They shall soon be cut off. A gift in secret pacifieth anger. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. This is Proverbs 21:15. Say, it is joy to the just to do judgment. Now understand, to do judgment means working righteousness. Not to judge stuff you don't know. That's not judgment. All right? But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. You know, for me, my identity, my cause. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. My Lord. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. Proverbs 21:21. He that followeth after righteousness. Y'all want to hear the rest? He that followeth after righteousness findeth righteousness. How about it? He that followeth after righteousness findeth life, righteousness, and honor. So that's why I say, if we're looking for righteousness, not our own way, not to exalt ourselves, we will find it. That's how I say it. If what you're looking for is righteousness, not what I want, not what they want, but what's right here, then you'll find it. If you look for it, this is the word of God. This is the word of God. No impasse. No. If you look for righteousness, you will find it. And along with that, you'll find life and honor. You like honor, don't you? God will be glorified in you. Sometimes I think, man, I'm a little bit weary of working with all these little petty squabbles. You know what I mean. And, of course, God reminds me that I'm called to it. He's working out something in me as well as in you. So I always pray, Lord, let there be no complaining in my street. Hallelujah. One of the things I say is that many things we could work through if we would just talk to each other. But still, I see that some of us won't talk to each other. That you won't even acknowledge it. That would be a good first step. You know, that would be a good first step. But this is what God would have us to do. you know, for our perfection, for the edifying of the body. Yes. That's why we're all here. That's why I'm called to, you know, weigh in on these petty things. Of course, they're not petty to you. When something is important to a man, it's not petty. And of course, we being men can make everything important but the things of God. You know that. Yeah. So we have to deal with all these things. That's righteousness. So I'll not complain. Is that all right? But still, I will try to instruct us. Really. We would just love our neighbor as we love ourselves and do unto men as we would have them do unto us. And we work through this stuff quite easily. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But, well, what if you're trying to work it out and your neighbor's determined to have his way? Just follow after righteousness. Well, the end, what we want is peace. If we come out with peace, I mean, peace of God, then it's right. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my I come to thee. Thank you, Lord. Every hour, every moment, every day, every way. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Yeah. Christ, be now my Savior. I come to thee. Thank you, Lord. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he bring it with a wicked mind? There is no wisdom, no understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Eschew thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly. Don't forget it now. To love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. Samuel said, hath the Lord. This is Samuel speaking to Saul, but it goes for us as well. Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Hear, O Israel, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. How about stubbornness? Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Hallelujah. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, goes for us as well, we'll also be rejected. Thank you, Lord. We reject the word, we reject the Lord. There's no distinction, separation. In the beginning was the word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word still is God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Dwelt among us. We beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. All right. Thank you, Lord. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons and the Sabbath and the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meetings. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I'm weary to bear them. When you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. What's the remedy? Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. It says seek judgment. Seek judgment. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. The word of the Lord came unto Zechariah. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. Let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. But they refused to hearken. Pull away the shoulder. Stop their ears that they should not hear. My Lord. Hallelujah. These are the things that you shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his late neighbor, and love no false oath. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth judgment overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, yet we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday, as in the night. We're in desolate places, as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it's far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied unto thee. And our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. As for our iniquities, we know them. And transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving, and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. It displeased him that there was no judgment. Hallelujah. And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, may the Lord bless the word to your heart. Amen. May we present our bodies to do our reasonable service, our holy, acceptable unto God. So whatever we do it in the name of Jesus, unto the Lord, for the glory of God. Unto thee, O Lord, I lift my voice. I lift my soul. Hallelujah. Brother Al and Sister Catherine Godwin sent a message. They said the message that was on before prayer last night, Brother Kurt, do you remember? And it finished up after prayer. Brother Rick. All right, he said, man, that was really edifying. I agree. So I guess we'll get him that information. Praise the Lord. But for the most part, what's on the broadcast is edifying. I find it to be so. What I've heard many times. And it's always edifying. It's just like the Spurgeon book. I read it many times, always edifying. Pilgrim's Progress. Yeah, I'm always reading it. You know what I mean? Every now and then I'll refer, when it's handy, just like the Bible. I'm always reading it, always receiving grace, instruction, wisdom, learning how to work righteousness. Hallelujah. Growing in grace. Ain't God good? Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, sometimes it's hard for us to remember that we are growing, that we're being conformed. Even though we are, it's being manifest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, how many gods are there? I mean, in the true sense, there's only one. There are other gods, but there are no gods. Because they don't know anything and they can't do anything. Nevertheless, people like them. Yeah, men forsake the God for all the other gods. But I was listening to the broadcast last night or last evening and was hearing some discussion about the Trinity, the Godhead. The Bible states plainly that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. That means that the human mind can't conceive or perceive or understand. When we think about God, it has to be by revelation. But we must understand that there's only one because God said so. Well, he talks about the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, but one God. That's just very simple. We're carnal when we can't see, you know, God manifest as the Son and reveal as a voice from heaven. And God's everywhere. You know, I've never understood why people use that silly argument. You know, Jesus praying to himself, he praying to the Father. Hallelujah. Huh? Thank you, Lord. The Spirit. Because Jesus is the manifestation of God in the flesh. Hallelujah. But it can't be really explained with words. No, man don't. Thank you, Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. You know, there's a few Christians scattered over the world, not very many, but the Lord God can visit them all at the same time. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. And he does. You know, God is love, so he's not going to run out. No need for you to be jealous because God loves Terry. That's enough for you. Probably more than you are walking in. Yeah. God is love and he's infinite, so never run out. Always be love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, saints, who's going to pray for us? Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Neil wants to pray. All right, then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, brings to remembrance, Lord, the only way I can describe the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost in the physical realm is like water. You have a solid, a liquid, and a gas. It's all still water, but you have three manifestations of it. So, Lord, help me with my insufficiency, my unbelief, and help me this day, O God, that I may strive to enter into your peace and contentment, Lord, knowing that the trial of my faith is always before me, every day. Lord, we just need you more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Give us your strength. Give us your mercy, that measure of understanding, forbearance, and knowledge. Help us, each one of us this day, O God, to love one another in the unity of your Spirit, without partiality or respecter of men. We just thank you, Lord, that you do give us our pastor, Lord, that he does plead with your people from your heart, Lord, to exhort us, to reprove us, to rebuke us, and to counsel us. I thank you for his counsel, Lord. I thank you for his labor of love. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given every one of us that opportunity to serve you in that way. Be with us this day, Lord, as we go forth in your name. Let all that we do glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Brother Neil. Thank you for praying for us. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.